All right, let's jump in this, and we'll say a word of prayer, and we'll jump right in this. Father Yahweh, we just honor you and bless your name, and right now we seek wisdom and understanding on today, and we bless you in advance for that, and we just thank you and glorify you for all things, and we just declare that everything that you reveal to us, we will put it into action. In the name of Yahushua, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Alrighty. There are some things that I'm going to share with you. I'm going to call it the first stage. I'm going to call this the second stage of what Yah is doing. The first one is he, you know, has changed all our services to where they're on, you know, we're doing online now. And now we're entering into the second phase of it, where there is information I will be sharing as he leads. On last Wednesday, I was sitting there just meditating on some things and leaving Yah for some things and thanking him for some things he has done, things he is doing, things he's going to do. And in that process, or during that time frame, is when he told me to make a phone call, and he said, "I want you to put all the services online." Well, there are several reasons why he had me to do it. One in particular is so that I can be more focused on getting better, and so kind of in a isolation stage of my life. And I had told Deanna, I said right now, I feel like I'm all alone. Now, I want you to understand that it has nothing to do with, you know, people coming to see me and people having concerns for me, is because, you know, Deanna and these girls have taken care of me very well, very, very well. I thank Yah for them on a daily basis. My daughters have gone above and beyond to make sure that their father and ministry leader, you know, has been comfortable in everything that's needed, and they have put in the work. And what I've appreciated about them is how people who don't understand people who don't understand the love for or people who don't understand true love thinks that it's a burden on them, but they do it with respect, they do it with care, they do it with honor, and even when they're tired, they don't complain. They're always there. So just extending out from them, when I said I was alone, that's not what I'm referring to. And so, so everything that everybody else has done and different things like that, I want you to extend from them and understand that I'm not saying that I don't appreciate things and different things like that. I'm just expressing my state of being right now, of being a man who has never been sick in his life, who has always been, strong and moving forward. To see me on the other end of that is both physically and mentally tiring, and so those are things that I'm referring to. And so God had me to make that decision because He said, I wanna just deal with you, and I don't want people around you and pulling on you and coming up here and you looking at their stress and all that, and they're taking it way beyond way beyond what they should be. It's just things they're not ready for, so I don't even want you just dealing with things right now. Then he said, but my main reason for doing this, and he gave me a definition. He gave me a word, and I went and looked. I went and looked at the definition in detail, and so what he went on to say, what he went on to say to me is, he said, there are a bunch of leeches at the church, and he said, I'm getting rid of the leeches. Now, it is not my responsibility, nor will I judge, but I have been commanded to explain or to define, just trying to find a good one, to define what a leech is, and you need to decide if you want. And if you are identified as one, you need to honestly judge yourself. because Yah is finna get rid of you. It is not a matter of you getting another chance. It is not a matter of you making changes going forward. Yah has said, I'm identifying you as who you are, what you've always been, and what you will always be. And once that definition is identified, and you come to the realization that that's what you've been doing, he finna remove you. You will not set foot in Connor Drive. Now, I'm going to look at this one here, but this is not the one that I really want, because it doesn't describe what Yah was saying, which Yah was saying to me, how he described it. So I'm trying to find it. But this may be it. Let me see. Okay, I'm gonna read it here. Then I'm gonna give it to you based upon the definition that I have here, because I don't see the one that Yah gave me that describes in detail what he's saying to the church in order for it to be fully understood what he means. So I'll just read from here, and then I'll give another definition that you won't be able to see. Leeches are segmented parasites or predatory worms that compromise the subclass Hirudinia within the phylum Annelida. They are closely related to these words, man. Oligochetes, I guess, which include the earthworm, and like them have soft, muscular segment bodies that can lengthen and contract. Both groups are hermaphrodites and have a clidium. But leeches typically differ from the oligochetes in having suckers at both ends and having ring markings that do not correspond with their internal segmentation. The body is muscular and relatively solid, and the colon, the spacious body cavity found in their annelids are reduced to small channels. See, it ain't giving me nothing of what Yah is saying. It's describing them, but it's
not describing what it does.
Yeah.
What does leeches do?
I thought I had seen them in a Miriam Webster.
You thought what?
I thought I had saw them in Miriam Webster. The definition.
Okay. Hmm. We're getting some. It's still not giving me what I want, so I'm going to read the definition that I have. I want to just show it where you guys could see it, but I'll be here just wasting time looking for the definition because it ain't giving me what I want. I'll do it like this. Okay. When y'all said to me, yep, this is the definition. When y'all said to me, he said the church is full of leeches. And he said, I'm going to remove them from the ministry. Now, again, when you look at the definition, me personally, I'm not here to judge, to point fingers. I'm here for you to take a honestly look at that definition and honestly judge yourself. And as I said earlier, Yah has said that the person or people who he has identified as leeches, they constantly do this definition. And so a person that is called a leech is a person who clings to another for personal gain, especially without giving anything in return. And usually with the implication or effect of exhausting the other's resources. Parasite. In other words, the people that are leeches may or may not know they're leeches, but their actions manifest what they are. When these leeches do things, they do them with the end result being a benefit to them. They come to church and they just, Yah told me, they come to church and they just feed off of you. And don't do nothing in return. They sit in the air, they sit in the heat, they come in, they got all the benefits of ministry right now at this stage, but they don't give nothing in return. You are a leech. And when you do something, there are conditions associated with it. Because you're a leech. And what Yah is saying is, your time is up. When I had it announced that the services was going online, doors start opening that has never opened for the ministry before. And y'all were saying to me, I'm doing this now because I'm getting things out of the way to keep it from being hindered once I'm done. Some of you come in here and sit down and your feet are quick to run with bad news. To the point where sometimes I'll play a game with you. You call me and I'll sound pitiful just to see what your feet gonna run and tell. Because you're a leech. You make deals behind closed doors to benefit you. I say one thing, you go say something else, which lets me know that when it comes down to it, you're going to look out for yourself before you do anybody. And it's little simple things that let me see it. Anything that a leech does, there's evil intent associated with it. It blows my mind for a person to come up in here and talk about how they feel about the ministry and how they feel about me as their pastor and different things like that. And will not lift one finger to make any type of effort to support what they claim they love. Leeches do that. Fat and full, but y'all say he thumping you off. And it's too late to change. When the children of Israel got ready to cross over into the promised land. Before they crossed over, Yah said, everybody 20 and under is going over. The rest of you gonna die off in the wilderness. He did not change his mind. Once he said that was it, that's exactly what he meant. So if you have been the type of individual that have had the audacity and the nerve to come up in here and sit down and not support it in any kind of way, but yet you grin and talk about the vision and how things gonna be when we go into our building, if you that person, you that parasite, and you not going. You've already been judged. It doesn't matter what you have done in the past. That don't even count. Him that endure to the end shall be saved. You don't get no credit for what you have done. You get credit for what you're doing. Now, I have to say the things that y'all has given me to say, and y'all can take it however the way you want to. A leech ain't gonna take it. When trying to see how to approach this. I had a wonderful time for my birthday. Absolutely fantastic. It was well put together and the celebration was awesome. And I heard the leeches. And the leeches talked about how they put something together for their man of God. And they told the visitors about how they supported their man of God and all these things and had a sister. She got as weird as they come. If you thought we were best friends at the party. As soon as I walked in, Deanna was holding my hand and she jumped on the other side and walking around with me. And I kept pulling away from her and she kept grabbing me. Kept saying, come on, leech. Come on, quit sucking. I'm already tired and weak and you constantly sucking on me in here. And I enjoyed the celebration and I enjoyed everybody. But I heard you leeches. I wasn't thinking about it at the time, but y'all put what you said in my spirit. And it's part of the reason why y'all are so upset about it. I come to find out that this was planned for a whole year. And the church was supposed to participate with it. But come to find out, it was the wife and the girls. And my son, Quentin. And Sonya. And Janice. Rest of you were some leeches. Sitting there clapping, talking, woo, we did it, we did it. You ain't did nothing, and you might as well be honest about it. Now, me personally, I don't care either way. I don't care who did and who didn't. I just appreciated everybody. But you had the nerve enough to stand there and take the credit for something you know you ain't had nothing to do with. And some of you complain about the cost and different things like that. You ate, you got full. But you didn't give anything in return. You exhausted other people's resources. You're a parasite. And you've been doing this kind of stuff for years. It's done. It's over with. We will go into the building this year. But the leeches won't. Now, if you too proud for to say that's you, It still don't change nothing. You're not going with us. I'm going to read this scripture here, and then we'll close. Second Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 1 says, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of Yah may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith. This church is full of leeches without faith. These people in here don't have faith for nothing. Not spirit led, don't have a bit more of the kingdom of God in you than a snake. Verse 3, but Yah is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. That's why he's isolating me. He said, I'm getting you away from this stuff. They about to kill my prophet, dumping all this ministry on him and want to sit there and come in here and wait on it to get done and benefit from it. He said, they about to kill you. I'm getting you away from their evil. Verse 4. And we have confidence in Yah touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of Yah and into the patience waiting for Christ. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Yehoshua Mashiach, that ye will draw yourself from every brother who walketh disorderly. Now you know what's going on. And not after the traditions which he received of us. Y'all say, if they ain't going the same direction you going, he said, don't separate yourself from him. So that's what he having me to do. Verse 7, for yourself know how ye ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. I, by the leading of the Spirit of Yah, have done everything within my resourcefulness to be a blessing to you. Whether that's through the word, whether that's through the project, whether that's raising money, I have done everything that I possibly can in order to push this vision forth. It has been the leeches that has been in the way. Y'all was showing me even certain people who have done certain things when when certain things was contributed to the project, they wouldn't give money to the church. So all they was doing was taking money that they normally give to the church and put it into the project, and really not giving much more than what they was already doing. They just thought they was slick enough to do it, and nobody realized it. And I would take note. I said, you know what? I noticed something about certain people. Whenever they give money to the project, they don't give money to the church. Church got bills too. But once they start supporting the project, they start taking and scheming away from the church. That's what leeches do. They feed off of what benefits them the most. And people felt that giving money to the project was more beneficial than paying the church's bills. You're a leech, that's why. I never saw them any different, one from another. Verse 8. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but we wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. Basically, everybody did their part. Not because we have power, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. The scripture is basically saying, when you look at down at it in detail, Paul said, I had a right to benefit you, but I didn't take advantage of it. I was an example for you. I'm not here taking advantage of the church. I'm not here taking an advantage of Project United. I have been an example to it. I have raised hundreds of thousands of dollars. Probably over a million when you sit down and really look at the numbers. So I've been your example. But yeah, you come up in here and sit down and you feed and you ease right on up out of here. And you grin and go fill your face up with $100 worth of food, and you sit here and look at me and grin and feed off of me. And you do it every week. You won't put nothing in the offering bucket, but you'll go out and eat and get two or three meals at the same table. That's what leeches do. You want responsibilities, but you ain't good at the responsibility I've given you. That's what leeches do. Leeches are possessive. They don't want nobody to know what they know beside them. So instead of having systems set up where somebody can help you if necessary, you want all the information to yourself because you've been taught how to be selfish and possessive and to keep things for yourself because you're always in fear of being replaced. I have things set up where people can do anything that I do, just in case I'm not able to do it. You were supposed to be an example. Well, you never did. Now you don't have the chance no more. Yah has given you enough chances, and he's saying the time is up. He's done with it. When we enter into the final stage and the building does open, I ain't gonna turn nobody away. It's just that you won't be in the core of the ministry. You're gonna be outside of the core. Have a seat. You've been sitting all alone. Keep it once it's open. Verse 10, for even when we were with you, this we command you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. I'm going to be as bold as I can be on that verse. You don't deserve to hear what you've been hearing. If you're not supporting what you've been hearing, you don't deserve it. You're not working, you shouldn't be eating here. I have told this church several times, I am not looking for church members. I am not looking for quantity. I'm looking for quality. And if you ain't working, find you somewhere to eat. I'm not going to miss you. Verse 11, for we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. This church is full of busybodies. Look, busybody. Always meddling. Always running your mouth. See if we're going to get something else in that definition. The guy says minister about. Some of you have the ministry of causing problems. Go back and examine your life. Look at all the decisions you've made. Go back and honestly judge yourself. Some of you, everybody that you help, you've fallen out with. Because you're busybody. You're always in other people's business, but when it's said and done, it ended up being worse off than it was before you got in the business. Y'all said that type of mindset is not going to be in his house. Verse 12, now them that are such, we command and exhort you by our Lord Yahushua Mashiach, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. But ye, brethren, be not weary in well doing. And if any man obey not our words by this epistle, note that man and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. I have taken note, and Yah is making the necessary changes. And those of you who have been leeches, that you know that the things that I've just said is what you've been doing, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Verse 15. Yet count them not as an enemy. I don't look at you as an enemy, but admonish them as a brother. I'm telling you as a brother. Y'all have been wrong. You've been wrong. All right, I'm done. We'll keep doing services online until the Lord said different. The faithful, you just keep holding on and keep doing. And I don't want nobody to start jumping up and doing. I ain't preaching for that. I don't. You know, I want you to understand this. I'm not one of them kind of preachers that preach a message in order to prop you up to do some things. That ain't me. I just tell you what y'all have me to say. And I've already told you it's too late. So I ain't propping you up for you to do something. So if you start doing something now, it don't mean nothing. You've been judged already. So keep being the leech you are. Too late now. Children of Israel was out there in that wilderness talking about, we'll go down there and do what you say. We'll go. I said, nope. I already made my decision. You had your chance. Father, I just thank you for what you're doing as far as this ministry is concerned. Continue to manifest everything that's necessary for you to be glorified. Deal with us all. Continue to deal with me. Continue to deal with every faithful member. And continue to deal with the leeches so that the kingdom of our God can manifest even more in the earth. And Father, we thank you for the work that you're doing. We know that you always finish what you started. And we appreciate your faithfulness. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen.